time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Dr. Josh Lively, the Director of Paleontology for USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. He's been a pretty busy guy this off-season, and we'll talk about that. Also coming up, we've got the second annual Fossil Fest on October 26th through the 29th. Going to be a lot of fun down there at the museum. Dr. Lively, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me in, Dave. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about, because we just spent a little time before we came on the air. It's been a while since I've had a chance to talk to you. You've had a busy summer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually had a conference up in Salt Lake back in June, and a lot to work on around the museum during the summer, but then just got back from a three-week dig out in eastern Utah with, a lot of interesting fossils that came out of that project, and actually some bigger things out of that project that I'll be able to talk more about in 2025. So
stay tuned. We'll get there.
we'll get there for sure.
We'll get there. But you were saying that you love being out there. You love going out and doing other things, but sometimes you also look forward to the winter months where it kind of slows down for you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And you're absolutely not gone weeks at a time and doing X, Y, and Z, right?
For sure. Yeah. For my mental health and, domestic tranquility at home, yeah, the winter months can be a lot better because then I can just sit down, get some stuff done around the museum, get some papers written, that kind of thing. But the summer months are always busy, but they're always so much fun.
Lots of fun. So coming up, we've got the second annual Fossil Fest starting on October 26th and running through the 29th. Now, you were explaining to me that you used to do a couple of different things. You'd have like a family day, and then you'd have Cretaceous Christmas, and you still kind of do the family day, don't you?
Absolutely right. So the way we've done it the last few years, at least since I've gotten to the museum, we've kind of focused our two main events for the year on archaeology and paleontology, kind of our two main focuses here at the museum. And because, especially with the old event, Cretaceous Christmas, that they used to do, it's a really busy time of year, and people have tons of stuff going on. So for that fall/winter type event, we've moved that to October, kind of in conjunction with National Fossil Day, which was just this past week, but I was in the field, so we couldn't celebrate it in person, at least here at the museum. So our fall event now is Fossil Fest. We had a really great turnout last year, kind of around mid-October. And this year we're having it the last weekend of October. So like you said, October 26th through 29th, kind of coinciding with Halloween a little bit there. And this year's theme is all about Utah Raptor. It was actually 30 years ago this year that Utah Raptor, kind of one of our celebrities in the museum, was named.
And so you're going to kick things off once again on October 26th. That's a Thursday night, and we're going to have a movie night at the Geary
That's
Event
right.
Center, and you're going to be there to talk all about Jurassic World.
That's right. So I was actually looking around for a few different movies that we could potentially show, and a lot of them are actually embargoed right now. We decided to go with Jurassic World. That was one that Hollywood would let us show to a big group of folks. And so, that'll be 7 p.m., I think, on that Thursday night, the 26th. And basically, we'll show the movie there in the Geary Theater. We can hold a ton of people in that space, and the public's invited. Students especially are invited, since it's right there on campus. And then after the movie, I'll have some fossils around and available from our collections, which you normally don't get to see, to talk about. And the nice thing is there are a lot of critters in that movie and all of the Jurassic movies that are really native to our area, some of which are only found in central and eastern Utah. So you'll get to see some behind the scenes stuff along with a movie and some refreshments.
And then it looks like we'll take Friday off, but then things get rolling again Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with the free entry day to the Prehistoric Museum.
That's right. So we'll be free all day on Saturday, the 28th. Museum opens at 8, closes at 7 p.m. as it does every Saturday. But what's special about this Saturday on the 28th, not this coming Saturday, we'll actually have activities basically running from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I think I'll be giving a tour, I believe, at 1 p.m. for anyone that wants an expert-led tour. But then we'll have kids activities, paint your own cast of a fossil. We'll do some more science-based activities. You can help us look for shark teeth under the microscope. And at 3 p.m., we'll actually do this little mini event up in the museum's classroom where you'll get to see the original Utah raptor fossils. So that animal was based on fossils originally dug up by our museum. And those fossils are normally behind the scenes in collections, but we'll be pulling them out and you can take a look and talk to us a bit about Utah raptor.
Plus, I've got on here that you're going to have a dinosaur-themed costume contest.
Yeah, that's right. So because it's right there before Halloween, wear your costumes, young and old, and get into that Halloween spirit. Best dinosaur costume, it'll be very objective. I will just pick my favorite, and you'll get some sort of prize. We're still trying to figure out which prize we'll give.
And then on Sunday, and this is going to be great, it's going to be a field trip, and you're going to head down towards the Moab area in Grand County starting at 9 a.m. and looks like you're planning on being back to Price at 5. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. So we'll meet up at the museum for a field trip. This is one thing you do have to register for. It's totally free, but it's first come, first serve on the registration list. And we'll be caravanning or riding in a museum vehicle down to Utah Raptor country. So all of the Utah Raptors on the planet have been found in Grand County, Utah. So right here in our footprint for the Prehistoric Museum, and we'll be visiting some relevant sites, the Mill Canyon Dinosaur Track site. We'll make a stop at the future location for Utah Raptor State Park and a few other places in the Moab area to talk about Utah Raptor as well as other fossils found in that region.
So this is going to be a great, great day. If you go to USU Eastern's Prehistoric Museum's webpage and also their Facebook page, you'll find right there on the tab, it says field trip registration. You need to register for this, but once again, it's free. Just trying to get a head count of what you're going to have there with you, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. For these sorts of field trips, we like to kind of cap at 12 to 15 folks. So if you're excited to get out into the field and look at some of these great landscapes that we have to offer in eastern Utah and kind of get a little bit of a context about those landscapes from myself, then come on out. It'll be fun.
Once again, lots going on at the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum Fossil Fest, the second annual, October 26th through the 29th. If you have any questions, hop on their Facebook page, hop on their website, or just stop into the museum and check out what's going on there and talk to them about it, because this is going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great events that are going to be going on those few days. Dr. Lively, thank you so much for coming out and spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Dave. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.